Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Just a heads up, this is a pretty traumatic story about childbirth and death and loss of a child. It's really tough. Olympic gold medalist Tori Bowie, her cause of death has just been revealed. So the track star, she passed away last month, and her team just announced the reason why she passed away, because there wasn't a lot of information when it first happened. So Tori was 8 months pregnant. From the report, it sounds like she went into labor early and ended up dying from childbearing complications. She was found dead in her home alone after her loved ones did a welfare check on her. It's awful.
It's a horrible, horrible, heartbreaking story.
It's awful.
I'm so confused.
So she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Went into childbirth early, because eight months, 9 months mm-hmm. early. Mm-hmm. Her loved ones did a welfare check on her. So I'm getting the sense from this report, it wasn't specified in any like specific terms, but they did a welfare check on her because they hadn't heard from her in days, and they found her.
Yeah.
So
after the aftermath,
she goes into labor. She doesn't call 911. Doesn't try mm-hmm. to drive herself to a hospital.
We don't know what kind of complications there were that she wasn't able to do so.
Damn. Wow.
If she bled out quickly, then she might not have been conscious and been able to. Huh? But honestly, the maternal death rate, especially amongst Black women, is super high in this country.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially in this state, it's a real, real big problem. And mm-hmm. my heart breaks. That should have been a happy time for her. And instead, her family's planning two funerals.
I know, it's awful. Because not only did she pass away, but her daughter passed away mm-hmm. too. So it's absolutely tragic. And she's such a successful young woman too. I mean, I know she was going back to school in Orlando at Full Sail University. So it's beyond tragic. Okay, how far would you go to rediscover your purpose in life? So Pro Bowl offensive tackle Russell Okung decided to go to extreme measures and fast for 40 days and drink only water. So he left the NFL in 2020 after winning the Super Bowl. He was like, I did this all for 30 years. I reached the top. So he lost 100 pounds. This guy was over 300 pounds, massive football player, doesn't eat for 40 days. And now looks like a completely different person. And I'm sure he feels totally different too.
So I wonder if it's the weight loss that has contributed to him finding his purpose, or the fact that now he's reached out and is connected and communicating with God again and his family. It seems to me like in the overall scheme of things, that would weigh heavier than the weight loss.
I don't think he did it for weight loss. It seems like he did it mm-mm. for a religious reason.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was just the, like, when you don't eat for 40 days, of course, you're going to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah.
But fasting is supposed to be, like, a way for you. Anytime you're hungry and you want to eat, you're supposed to actually double right. down and, like, reconnect with whatever spiritual guidance mm-hmm. you feel called to.
If I'm asking God for clarity and he's like, hey, don't eat for 40 days, I'm like, one more again?
That's what I always do. My mother's huge on fasting, and she says yeah. it works for her every time, and she's constantly telling me, like, that's what's going to get your mind right. And I guess I'm just never going to have my mind right.
Yeah, she goes on these long fasts, because I am experimenting with intermittent fasting
too,
like the
actually.
Last 2 or 3 weeks.
I've been doing it for about 2 weeks myself,
yeah.
and that's how it started, because she'll go like 30 days or however long she feels like she needs to, and she doesn't not eat food at all, but mm-hmm. she'll eat like very, very small portions of food. And like Abby said, every time she feels weak, that's when you're supposed to pray, and it's supposed to put you in a different mindset.
And it sounds like that's what he did. It wasn't for weight mm-hmm. loss. It was for spiritual clarity.
Yeah, for me, every time I have Chick-fil-A, that's a very religious experience. So I personally can't relate to this, but good for him. Selena Gomez is telling fans, hey, don't worry, I've got new music on the way. So early this morning, she posted photos of herself inside a Paris recording studio, and she captioned exactly what I just said. Don't worry, it's coming, even from Paris. So this is going to be her first project since she released Rare in 2020. This is me being a bad person, because I'm very excited about this album, because so much drama has happened between her and Hailey Bieber and Justin in the last couple of years that, like, I know it's a bad thing to say, but I think the music's going to be really good because of it.
You want the tea. You want to listen to the lyrics so you can get the tea.
I want the tea. I want the hot gossip.
It's not the music. It's the tea.
I think where she's at in her life right now, you get no tea.
You think so?
Yes.
Honestly, like, I would love that for her. Like, so there's the devil on my shoulder that's like, tell me what happened. But then there's the angel on the shoulder that, like, really does want the best for her. And, you know, I've been following her for so long. I want her to be in a good place.
Even if the album and the lyrics aren't designed for the tea, people are going to interpret it that way anyway.
Of course. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a no win for her.
It'll be me reading between the lines and coming to you on your next E-Buzz. Garth Brooks just made a controversial decision regarding Bud Light and his Nashville bar. More on that on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.